Good morning, good morning,
Love
good morning.
Hope
This
Radio.
Is Catherine Trotter. Good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, I hope everyone is doing awesome and you will have a productive day. It's all about the mental mindset that you have and what you predict will occur in your life. And so one of the things that I think is so key and so important as we move along our journey is to keep a positive mental attitude, is to keep a mental attitude that says, no matter what, I'm going to strive. No matter what, I'm going to succeed. No matter what's going on in my personal life, no matter what's going on around me, that should not penetrate to my mindset. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to be talking about the mindset. What is your mindset? It is a mental position. It is the thing that is going to continue to push you forward no matter what circumstances around you. When you think about the mindset, it is a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's response to and how it interprets a situation. I'm going to say that again. It is a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's response to and interpretations of a situation. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your mindset this morning? What are you fixed on this morning? What are you determined to accomplish this morning? What are you determined to accomplish this week? This morning I was up early and I was writing down my goals of what I need to accomplish this day because I need this day to achieve certain things so that way this week will go the way in which I desire for it to go, the way I vision for it to go. What are you visioning? What do you see? Because half the time what you see and what you're playing over and over and over again in your mind is what's going to play out today and it's what's going to play out for the rest of this week. Again, what is your mindset this morning? When you woke up this morning, what did you say you want to accomplish and what will you accomplish? What is your mindset? Now, when we think about the mindset, I think about a couple of things. I think about how we react to situations, how we think will show up in our actions. Our actions will dictate our long-term results. Too often we allow our mind to wander on unnecessary, unproductive areas that won't lead to growth. We must guard our mindset, for it is a doorway to untapped potential. Let me say that again. How we think will show up in our actions. Our actions will dictate our long-term results. Too often we allow our mind to wander on unnecessary, unproductive areas that won't lead to growth. We must guard our mindset, for it is a doorway to untapped potential. Think on things that will lead to forward movement. Think on things that will cause you to operate in your best self. Think on things that will expand you from one. Think on you become. What are you in the process of becoming? If you don't like it, you can change the course. Your mind must be trained to the level in which you desire to grow. I'm going to say that again. Your mind must be trained to the level in which you desire to grow. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about what level do you want to grow into? Not what level I want you to go into, not what level do you think your family members want you to go to, your significant other. It's not about any of that. What level do you want to go to? Well, there's life applications that we have to apply if we want to grow. We must write down three areas that you need to shift your thinking on. Write down a 7-day action plan on how you're going to begin the shift. Write down your 21-day goals to renew your mindset. I'm going to say that again, life application. These are three things that I want you to start doing today. I want you to write down three areas that you need to shift your thinking on. Write down a 7-day action plan on how you will begin the shift. Write down your 21-day goals to renew your mindset. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the mindset. You know, this morning when you're finished listening to the show, I want you to write down what you want to achieve today. Focus on today. That's the first step. Focus on today. Be present in the moment. Be present in today. What do you want to accomplish today? Right? Because a lot of times we get so fixated and we get paralyzed that we never move forward because we're stuck in a rut in our own mindset. We have to get out of that rut mindset. We have to get out of mindset that I can't achieve, that I can't get over this hurdle, that I can't get over this mountain. We must strive for a level of excellence in our thinking pattern. Because if our thinking pattern is off, then we will not achieve the level of success that's in our heart or that we even see other people have achieved. Because a lot of times we try to size ourselves up to other people. When they have this, they have that. You have no idea what mental anguish they even went to get to that finish line of what you think they have is success. Material possessions is not success. Material possessions that one may acquire, whether it be cars, home, or whatever you deem success to be, that is like a byproduct of a person having a fixed mindset on a particular goal, and they executed it. And by them executing that goal, they have the byproduct of all the niceties that you think that they have. Those are byproducts. But if you don't shift your mindset, you won't get to the level in which you really are called to be. This show is called Good Morning to the Leader in You for a reason. We speak to that leader that maybe haven't flourished into your fullness yet, that maybe haven't executed out on all of your leadership abilities yet. But this is an opportunity for you to shift your thinking. This is an opportunity for you to shift the way, have been operating. You know, but the body, just let's think about the physical body. Even with our head, we think what we're going to do before our body actually, executes it. We may not think about it because, you know, we every day we're just going by, floating by. But if our mind don't tell our hand to move, the hand isn't going to move. If our mind don't tell our little toe to move, the toe isn't moving. Our body communicates to each other all the time. And so what are you communicating throughout your body? Sometimes we're sick because we're communicating sickness in our own body. Sometimes we're communicating depression in our own body because we're getting thoughts that allow our body to react in a negative way. Because our mindset is negative, therefore our body becomes sick. We can self-heal ourselves, but we have to shift our thinking. A lot of times we don't associate what we think and how it affects our body, but it's all joined together. It is all connected together. And what I would say to everyone that's listening this morning, what have you been speaking to yourself? What have you been saying to yourself? This morning, you can recharge your whole body. You can start the healing process in your whole body based on what you speak and what you think to yourself. You know, in the morning, you know, you get up, you pray, you meditate, you begin to shift your thinking to what you want to accomplish. There are certain things that I know I need to make happen today, not tomorrow, but today. What do you need to make happen today? Because, see, only you know that. But you need to change your mental posture. Because if your mental posture don't change, your whole being is going to operate in the same way. You're not going to get the results. You can go to as many networking functions as you want to, and you're never going to get any more new business. You're never going to make any more new partners and grow because you have not shifted your mindset. You could be in the right room rubbing the shoulders with the right people, and you still will not move forward in what you desire to do because your mindset hasn't shifted. You need to walk in that room determined that, you know, I belong here. This is meant for me to be here. And I'm not just coming to this networking function. I'm not just coming to this event, wherever it may be, just to be someone chilling, sitting in the chair. No, I'm coming with a plan. I'm coming with a strategy. And by the time I leave, I would have made the connections I need to have made. I would have talked to the people I would need to have talked to. But then the other half is execution. I'm then going to do the follow-up. Right? But a lot of times we don't even do follow because we get stuck in our mindset like, well, will they even really want to work with me? Will they really want to do business with me? You know, then we get caught up in these questions, Q&A sessions in our own mind. But I say to you this morning, and thank you for all that have dialed in, tuned in to Good Morning to the Leader in You. For those of you that have been following the show, know that we are doing life lessons. And today's life lesson is all about the mindset, shifting the mental image in our mindset. What is your mindset? Your mindset will dictate everything that's going to happen on today. Your mindset is going to dictate everything that will happen today. You need to speak out of your mouth what is it that you see. You need to speak out of your mouth that what you want to see come into reality. You need to speak that. You need to write it down. Let's look at the life application again. You're supposed to write down three areas that you need to shift your thinking on. Write down a 7-day action plan on how you will begin the shift, and write down your 21-day goal to renewing your mindset. Renew your mindset. For those of you that have just chimed on, thank you, whether it be via online, you know, or called in to the show. We started off the show by talking about the definition of mindset. It is a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's responses to an interpretations of a situation. Sometimes we get caught up too much in interpreting situations that don't even got nothing to do with us. We get caught up in coming up with all these, well, could it be this, could it be that? Hey, how about we just focus on the reality of what's before you that you need to accomplish? Don't get caught up in all the murky areas that you have nothing to do with in life. A lot of times we paralyze our own self. We paralyze our body because our mindset says we can't do it. Therefore, our body responds to that. Your mind says you can't do it. Therefore, your body is doing nothing. It's not moving out. It's not executing. It's just chill. It's in chill mode. It's in chill mode. Is your mindset in chill mode? Because your mind is telling your body what it's going to do. Because if your mind is in chill mode, you don't think your body is going to do anything. It's not going to respond. It's only going to respond to what you dictate. So if you want your mindset to shift, you have to let go of some weights. What are the weights that's holding you down? What are the weights that have been choking your gift? What are the weights that have said to you that this is not your season? One of the shows we did, we talked about the gatekeepers. What gatekeeper are you allowing yourself to stay in a trap mindset that says, I cannot grow, I cannot evolve, I cannot be any more than what I am right now? That's a trap mindset. Trapped. Trapped into believing a myth of the something that's so untrue about yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Leader in You. We are pouring into you to help awaken the leadership ability that has been lying dormant. But we say to you this morning to rise. Rise to the occasion of your call. We say to you this morning that if you failed before, to get up again, start over, it's a brand new day. This is not your end. This is just your beginning. As you begin to rise, as you begin to push forward, you will begin to settle into who you are, and your untapped potential will manifest itself into reality, and you will then be a conqueror. And then as you conquer your fears, you will help other people to conquer their fears. Good morning to the leader in you. Good morning to what you shall be. Good morning to who you are becoming. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in, plugging in. Thank you, everyone that's going to be listening to the replay line. I love all of you. Check out my website. It's katherinetrotter.com. Again, that's katherinetrotter.com. To learn more about my company, I assist startup organizations to obtain their 501c3 status and put together their organizational development plan. So once again, check out my website. It's katherinetrotter.com. See me, meet me, connect with me again next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for another quick 15-minute golden life lesson that we all can take away and use and implement in our life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm going to see everybody at the top.